T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And here he is, Brian Costello. What's up, Brian?
The great Brian Costello.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Oh, my God. Brian, if I was any better, I'd be you, Brian. I couldn't be worse, but that's for another day. But the Jets situation, I mean, I can't believe that was a I couldn't believe it when they did that the other day.
Yeah, well, me and Evan talked Saturday. I was wondering what you were thinking, Joe. I thought you might call in, have a cameo on Evan's show on Saturday.
That's Johan no-hitter gets that done, not just a Jet trade. Is that fair to say, Joe?
Yeah. I mean, they still got to go out and get the quarterback now, you know?
Right. No, I think it's a good trade. It's a good aggressive move. They had to do this, in my view. You know, you couldn't sit at number 6 and watch all these quarterbacks come off the board. I know they've taken some hits for what they've given up, but to me, you throw that trade chart out the window when you're talking about possibly getting a quarterback. You know, people want to compare it to the Dolphins trading up a few years ago to get Deion Jordan. That's not the same thing. You know, this is a possible franchise-altering move if you go out and get the right guy. So I think they had to do it. They had to put themselves in position to get one of these guys.
So it looks like the Buffalo Bills are island hopping, if you will. They hop up to 12, and now they're going to probably try at least to hop up to 2. Is it possible that's what the Jets are doing, that they would now try to hop to 1, not necessarily 2. That would be Gettleman kind of taking Mike Maccagnan's lunch money, but to 1. Is that a possibility?
I don't know if they have enough ammo now, Evan. You know, they gave up the second-round picks that they had this year and the second-round pick next year. You know, what is it going to cost to move up to 1? I'm sure they had plenty of conversations with the Browns about what it would cost to go from 6 to 1. And if you were going to do that, you know, why not just do it then when you still had the second-round picks? I'm sure that would have been involved in the trade. So I'm not sure they have the ammo. You know, the Giants thing is interesting because I still think maybe on draft night, the Giants decide we're taking Barkley, and they know the Jets want one of these quarterbacks. They call the Jets up and say, "Hey, how about flipping us your 3rd and 4th picks, and we'll move, and you can move up to 2 and get your, you make sure you get their guy because we're taking calls from Buffalo, or we're taking calls from Denver, we're taking calls from whatever mystery team, and they might move up to 2, and you might not get your quarterback, and maybe they squeeze something out of them." Remember last year, the Bears moved from 3 to 2 with the 49ers to get Trubisky, and you know we don't even know if there was another team that was actually interested in moving up to 2, but the 49ers made the Bears think that and got a couple picks out of it. So I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
I do not want Maccagnan picking the guy he wants. I really don't. I want them to be forced to take, you know, one of the 2 for sure quarterbacks that'll be there. That's what I want. A choice of 4 only makes it a larger possibility that he's going to blow it.
So
no, I'm serious. You think I'm kidding? I'm not giving up any more picks. They went to 3, live with the pick. Believe this. I could not believe that people like asked the most dumbest question I've ever heard in my life. Is it possible the Jets won't take a quarterback at 3? Well, what planet are these people living on?
No, you only make this move for a quarterback.
I mean, what are you kidding me?
You know, and moving up to 3, what that tells you is, you know, the first question everyone has, what quarterback do they want? Moving up to 3 makes me think they've got 3 of these guys slotted kind of near each other. You know, I'm sure they have a preference, but I think they must have these 3 guys rated highly, you know, and now they feel like they're in a position to get one of them because moving up to 3 wouldn't make sense if you only had one guy in mind because that guy could be gone to the Browns or the Giants.
It's fascinating because I still think Sam Darnold goes number 1 overall. I still think that that's what the Cleveland Browns do. The Giants, though, are really an enigma because
they are.
I could see them taking the running back, saying, "Hey, we're trying to win right now. He's the most talented player in this draft. Let's go. You know, we'll worry about the quarterback at some other point. Maybe the answer is right here in Davis Webb." I could see the Giants just trading the pick for a ransom, and then the quarterback's taken at number 2. Who knows which one, Rosen, Allen, whatever. So the Giants are like this complete wild card because they could do anything. I don't think anything would surprise us at this point.
No, they're really the most fascinating team in the draft right now. You know, they held that position because, like you said, I think everyone assumes the Browns are taking one of these quarterbacks. I'm not sure we know it's going to be Darnold, or maybe, you know, they fall in love with one of these other guys. But the Giants are really a mystery, and Gettleman has a reputation for being very tight-lipped. He's not going to let anything get out. And, you know, the presence of Eli makes this thing very, very interesting and a hard decision for them, because if you think you can get three more years out of Eli, then is it worth taking the quarterback, or is it worth grabbing the running back and going for it right now? Do you think Eli's almost done? Like, you know, you're only going to get a year out of him, then you better take a quarterback, because you're not going to get the number two pick very often. So it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out with the Giants. It's going to be a lot of fun for all of us in New York with now the Giants at 2 and the Jets at 3.
Talking to Brian Costello about the Jets, the big trade up to 3 in the draft coming up on April 26th. What about the free agency stuff now? Are they done? I would love to see them sign in Damacong Sue. I guess that's not happening. But, I mean, what about what else? They still got a lot of money under the cap.
Yeah, I don't think they're done, but I'm not sure it's going to be a move like Sue, something like that. I don't know how well he fits what they do defensively. The NFL Network just reported that Terrell Pryor is going to visit. So there's a receiver coming in for a visit.
He was great in Washington. He was great.
But this is the way McCagnan does now. Now he's going to be searching for bargains. You know, Terrell Pryor might be a bargain. Even though he has all this money, McCagnan is an economics major. He looks for value. He's going to try to find some value now out there.
Jeez.
And if Pryor, this is now the second wave of free agency, sort of, right? You get all those big moves last week, and now we're into the second wave, and he's going to go bargain hunting, and Pryor probably fits that bill.
My God, him and Alderson should just become BFFs.
Oh,
I mean, they both love the bargain, those two.
Come on. He's got money. It's not like he doesn't have money to spend. Not like the owners saying,
they gave Trumaine Johnson a huge contract.
So I know,
like,
all right.
Totally bargain hunted, but this is the way he does things.
But it can roll over towards next year, too. I don't mind it, because you could put yourself in a great cap situation, like what the Jaguars were able to do for a few years, where every year it seemed like they had $100 million in cap room.
And the truth is, these spending in free agency usually doesn't work. You know, or it works for a year, and then it doesn't. You know, it's very hard to... The guys who become free agents for a reason. You know, if you're a really good player, you never hit free agency. So I understand it. I understand the cautious approach and not just throwing money all over the place.
Pryor is an interesting guy because, first of all, obviously a converted quarterback, as we remember. And 2 years ago with the Cleveland Browns, granted, an awful Cleveland Brown team, he had a very good season. Last year, and Joe alluded to it, he ends up in Washington and was just a complete non-factor. So is he somewhere in the middle? What is Terrell Pryor on the New York Jets?
Yeah, it's a good question. The Jets receiving core is very interesting and kind of hard to figure out right now, because you have some, you know, Anua, they think will be back, you know, from the neck injury. You got Robbie Anderson, who's had all the off-field problems, but, you know, showed some promise last year on the field. And you have Jermaine Kearse, who they brought over. And so I think they're happy with that group of guys, but none of them are a number one wide receiver. And I don't know. I don't think Terrell Pryor really is either. So does he just kind of get in that whole mix? And then they have the two kids that they drafted last year, Stewart and Hanson, who I think they feel like didn't really get much of a chance with John Morton last year, and are hoping Jeremy Bates will utilize more this season. So, you know, it's an interesting group there. And I thought they might chase one of the big wide receivers like Allen Robinson. I thought they might go after him because that's kind of what they need. They need a number one. But, you know, I'm not really sure where Pryor fits, but they might just see it as, let's bring in another talented guy to add him to the room.
Who do you think is the quarterback that they're going to wind up with?
Yeah, Evan asked me this Saturday. Imagine if I switched now, Evan. Or
you should. Why not? It's been 2 days. You can flip flop like most politicians.
Now?
I should just hit all four in the next.
There you go.
Look, we don't know what's going to happen above them, but I think Josh Allen makes a lot of sense. Looking at it from McCagnan's view of he likes big quarterbacks, and I think they're going to be very interested in Josh Allen. You know, the accuracy issues are there, obviously. I'm not sure if that will scare them away, but for some reason in my gut, that's the one I keep coming back to. Now, he could be gone by the time they pick. So, but I think the one, you know, I think they have the three in mind, and I think the one that's kind of on the outside is Mayfield right now. And just because of what I said, I don't think they're going to take a 6-foot quarterback. I just don't think it's going to happen. I've talked to some people who think he won't do well in the Northeast with the weather. So to me, I think it's right now Darnold, Allen, or Rosen are the three guys that they like. But that's me, you know, guessing on March 19th.
No, I get it. If Josh Rosen is the guy who worries me because of the injury history, but if he is the guy, one thing we've heard about Josh Rosen is that he's the most ready to play right now. Now, Joe and I both agree, I don't think we want this quarterback playing right now, especially because they did sign Teddy Bridgewater. I want to see what this guy has coming off injury. If Josh Rosen is the guy, does that change the plan? Can you see Rosen being the guy right out of the gate?
I think any of them could change the plan with the way they perform in the spring and the summer. You know, the Seahawks are the example you go back to, right? They had they signed
Russell
Matt
Wilson, Mike Flynn,
They had
or Matt Tavares Flynn, Jackson, not Mike Flynn.
Tavares Jackson, Matt Flynn, and then they draft Russell Wilson. They thought Matt Flynn was going to be the starter, right? And then Russell Wilson just played his way into the starting role. I think even a few years ago with the Eagles, no one expected Wentz to start, even the drafted number two, because they had Bradford, and I think they assigned Chase Daniel to a huge contract as a backup. But then, you know, things shook out, and Wentz played his way into the starting job. So I think any of these guys could play their way into the starting job, but the Jets have positioned it where that guy doesn't have to play if he's not ready because they have McCown and they have Bridgewater.
Yeah, I'm a little leery of that. I mean, we saw Sanchez play right away. We saw Geno play right away. I'm not crazy about that scenario happening again.
Yeah, no, and I think there's probably a lot of people in the Jets that feel the same way. I think the guy would have to come in and really impress them to make them think, you know, let's go with it right now.
Right, right.
Do you think Gettleman would be able to pull off what was pulled off last year, where you get the team right behind you to be scared that you're taking the guy they want, you can get a pick out of it? We saw it last year in the Trubisky situation. That would be the dream, because if they want Saquon Barkley, you got to try it. You think they could pull that off on the Jets?
Oh, I think they could. You know, I think they could. I think, you know, these teams that need quarterbacks are nervous, and they're watching everyone else. I think Buffalo is this wild card that's sitting there trying to get up there, and the Giants can make it, you know, sound like they might trade it back with Buffalo. I think they could do it. The question is what the asking price would be. And I think moving from 3 to 2, you can't be asking for much. You know, like I said, I think the Bears gave up a 3rd and 4th round pick last year.
Right.
Now, the question for the Jets is, if you do that, now you really have no picks this year. You're down to, like, I think 4 picks or something like that.
You can't do that. And I'll tell you, I'm confident the Giants will never make a trade with the Jets.
Oh, that one they'd make.
You think so?
Because there's no risk,
easy,
Joe. There's no risk.
There's no lose.
You're taking the guy you want to take anyway.
Yeah, I guess.
Right, right. And you can spin it the next day as, ha-ha, look what we did.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the Jets do anything else.
We got our guy, and we got 2 Jets picks, too. So
I don't want to see the Jets do anything else. They let you take the quarterback that's sitting there and pray. That's it.
Hey, remember last year when that trade
went down?
No, you're right with the Giants situation, but when that trade went down, the Bear-Niner trade for Trubisky, everybody was laughing at the Bears. Oh, look how smart John Lynch was. He got 2 threes and a 4 out of this. Ha, ha, ha. So that would be the trade the Giants would make with the Jets, where they can laugh at the Jets.
Well, Trubisky hasn't hit the Hall of Fame yet either. So let's, you know.
No, I'm not
the
even.
The jury's still out on Trubisky.
I'm not even commenting about the trade other than the fact that the Niners were able to get extra assets and still get the guy they wanted anyway.
Still get your guy.
That's what's fun. That's their win out of the whole thing.
No, like, I understand.
And if the Giants' plan is Saquon Barkley, and I don't know if it is, but if it is Saquon Barkley, that would be right up their alley. You get the guy you want anyway, and you get to hose the Jets.
Stay at 3.
No,
I'm not kidding. Stay at 3.
I agree in this regard.
They're going to blow it anyway. If they take the guy they want, they're going to blow it. I'm telling you. What would make me think I have any confidence in this guy picking a quarterback? He took Christian Hackenberg 2nd. Bryce Petty, I know he's a 4th pick. You can't really count him. But what makes me think he's taking that guy? Does this guy really know? Maybe you should go back to the teacher. What did you say? He's an economic guy?
He's an economic guy, find
a job in some high school somewhere, right?
Well, this is it. I mean, this is it for him, right? You got to nail this pick. This is his job right now, is this pick.
Yep.
That's the way you got to look at it. Like, Joe's not wrong. You're not wrong about anything you're saying. The evidence isn't there that you should have confidence in him.
All.
But what you've got to do right now, or what I'm doing right now, you don't have to do it, is I'm taking the leap of faith and saying, he is the GM, go all in. Go get your guy, and if you're wrong, you're fired.
Yeah, well,
that's it.
Yep. And we sent the franchise back another 5 to 10 years.
It's not going to be 5 to 10 years because they haven't given up future ones, but from as far as the continuing search for a franchise quarterback, sure, the search will continue. But the fact they haven't given up a one, I don't think it sets them back at all.
They cannot give up a one. No ones. They didn't give up one, don't.
Yeah, no, I think that's a huge part of this because, I mean, I think the Redskins traded like 3 ones, right, to move RG3. And, you know, you can really set yourself back doing that.
And now they don't have Griffin or Cousins.
Yeah, right. Well, they've got Alex Smith.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
That's the key, though. Like, the not giving up the ones avoids the whole setback of the franchise. The setback would be, hey, the guy, they're still looking for a quarterback, which we're used to. The Jets have been doing that for 40 years now.
Yeah, right. Well,
but as far as picks-wise, next year's two is not setting back the franchise.
Right. And, like, they had to do this. Like, what you just said, the 40 years, they have to find a quarterback. That was what this whole offseason was about. Yep. And they went after Cousins. They didn't get him. They had to move on. They have to find an answer at quarterback. I think I tweeted it yesterday. It's just amazing if you think back the last 10 years of what the Jets quarterback situation has, like the storylines. Favre, then they draft Sanchez. Couple years of up and down Sanchez, but, you know, relatively quiet.
Well, they won. They were winning, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Those are relatively quiet there for the quarterback situation. 12, they trade for Tebow. 13, they draft Geno. 14, they sign Vic. 15 is the punch of Geno. 16 is the contract drama with Fitzpatrick. And then last year, we're all talking about, can Hackenberg be the start?
Yeah.
Like, they got to resolve the quarterback situation. I mean, that is an unbelievable number of crazy quarterback situations in just a decade.
And after all this, maybe the quarterback, maybe Joe's right. Maccagnan picks a dud, but Teddy Bridgewater turns out to be the franchise guy.
And how about this would be such, this would be the Jets. Tell me, Brian, how about this scenario? Wouldn't this be the Jets? Bridgewater plays well this year, okay? But they trade Bridgewater next year because, you know, they got this franchise, they got this young kid, it's got to be the quarterback. And, of course, Bridgewater becomes a Hall of Famer, and their guy becomes a disaster. Browning Nagel, part two.
That could be a Jets situation.
Yes.
Right. Jetsian, as I think the
very
way you phrased Jetsian it, Joe.
Type yes. situation.
Very yes. Jetsian.
Right.
Brian, great job out of you, sir.
Brian, you're doing a great right, job, guys. Brian. Whatever they're paying, it's not enough. You know what I mean?
Clearly. Especially, you had to deal with me 2 out of 3 days. I appreciate that, Brian.
No problem.
Thank you, man.
No problem.
Brian Costello.
All right, guys.
Brian Costello on the Jets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.